Coming up on The Potter's Touch.
What are you going to do with greatness? You're asking for more, and you haven't mastered less. The Bible said, if you are faithful over a few things, then I will make you ruler over many. And you're trying to be ruler over many, and you haven't been faithful over few. If you keep on working on what you are, what you shall be, is going to manifest in your life. So Paul says, I operate within my measure. My wife says all the time, everybody's much is much to them. You can't handle my much. You can only handle your much. And then when it becomes too much for you might not be too much for me. So don't stop me because you're tired. You got to find your own measure. You'd be surprised that the people in this room 20, 30 years old have not found their own measure. Either volunteering for everything until they're not good at anything, spreading themselves so thin that nobody is really getting the full impact of you because you can't focus. I'm setting myself up to fail because I'm operating beyond my measure. And the problem with it is sometimes we make, other people make what they do look so good that we go from admiring it and being inspired by it to wanting to imitate it. Don't forsake your lane for mine. Your calling for mine, your gift for mine, you need to focus. Jeremiah says, and I love this scripture, if thou hast run with the footmen, and they have wearied thee, then how canst thou contend with the horses? Jeremiah 12:5. If thou hast run with the footmen, you run it with other guys and they wore you out, then why would you jump up and get yourself in a horse race? I want to break it down so you get it. If you are tired from running with short-legged humans, don't sign up in a horse race because you don't have the strength to play on that level. When you say to God, I'm sick of this, I can't handle this, you're saying, I can't handle promotion. Because if the footman wore you out, why, I don't care how much you admire horses, ain't no need in you signing up to get into a horse race until you master the footman race. You don't get into the horse race. And here's the problem. We got people who want promotion without process. Oh my God, I feel like running all over this church. They want promotion without process. Because the reason they want promotion is because they have no self-esteem, so they need crowd esteem to feel good about themselves, and they think that if they get promoted high enough, then people will like them, and then maybe they'll like themselves. You got it backwards. You gotta like yourself first. Are you following what I'm saying? And then you're going to be excellent at what you're going to do, and then you find greatness when you have maximized smallness. If you're weary with smallness and you're tired all the time and you can't focus, what are you going to do with greatness? You're asking for more and you haven't mastered less. The Bible said, if you are faithful over a few things, then I will make you ruler over many. And you're trying to be ruler over many, and you haven't been faithful over few. You're so busy reaching out to your future that you are neglecting what you have been given right now. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. I just felt somebody's toes up under my foot right now. You are so busy trying to progress that you are neglecting where you are. That's not how you progress. You master where you are, and then you get promoted to where you're going. You don't neglect where you are trying to reach after where you're going. Because if you're sloppy yesterday, you're going to be sloppy today, and you're going to be sloppy forevermore. If you learn how to do great things in a small place, you're going to do great things in a larger place, and you're going to be great over here. Why come y'all not running all over the church right now, dancing, falling out, and hitting your head? The reason you're not getting the promotion is because you won't make the practice. You cannot play the Super Bowl if you don't make the practice. You cannot get the prize for winning the Olympics if you don't make the practice. If you don't see God's glory in rehearsal, you won't see God's glory in recital. Now, the recital is that wonderful, big, sexy, amazing thing where everybody claps when you perform, and the rehearsal is that private, boring, painful thing where you struggle to get it together and there's nobody there to clap at all. Can you play without clapping? To those of you that are building and believing and really have a purpose and you really feel the pull of destiny, you need to be patient with the process and not enthralled with the promise. You want the accoutrements of success, and that's what's killing you. You compromise the rehearsal time and bought the tuxedo for the recital. Now you look like something that you're not. Somebody say, wrong focus. Could it be possible that your life is stagnated because you have an attention deficit? You didn't give the attention to it that it takes to win it. That doesn't mean that you aren't called to it. It means that you are starving your destiny of the attention that it needs for you to progress. Jesus was fully committed. He picked people who were committed. Everybody Jesus called to ministry was working. He didn't pick nobody who was laid off, needed a job. He interrupted people who were working at something and said, if you follow me, I'm going to take you to the next dimension. How many are ready to go to the next dimension? You see, the next dimension isn't foreign from this dimension. It's an escalation of a process that was already in motion. Peter, you've been casting your nets out here and catching fish. You have been teaching other fishermen how to catch fish. I'm getting ready to make you fishers of men. The results will be different, the effort will be different, but the process is still the same. You're still gonna be teaching other people. You're still gonna be throwing out your net. You're still gonna be bringing in the drought, but instead of catching fish, you're gonna catch souls. Your future is in some way kin to your past. Oh, y'all aren't gonna talk to me today. Everything you are going to be, you already are in another form. You are the acorn of an oak tree. Acorn doesn't look anything like an oak tree. it doesn't remotely look like it would ever have branches and leaves and be productive. It's just a nut. An acorn is a nut. But everything that an oak tree is in the acorn, even though it hadn't shaped out yet. So everything that the acorn will ever be is already in that nut. And everything that you will ever be is already in you right now. And the best people to be around are people who see it in you, even though you don't look like a tree yet. I'm looking for somebody who sees a tree in my nut. All of that was in me all the time. While you were stepping over me and stepping around me and stepping past me, all that you see coming out of me now was in me when you said I look like a nut. Somebody holler, destiny. Destiny will bring the tree out of you. Destiny will bring the tree out of your nut. What's in your nut? Listen at this. It's not just that people step over you when you're in that acorn stage. Sometimes you step over you. Because you're so busy trying to compete with the trees that you haven't gone through the process of the acorn. Give it some time. Give it some water. Give it some sun. Give it some focus. And you'll reap a harvest. And you'll go through a process. All of a sudden you got, look at that. All of that's coming up out of the nut. It's not what it's going to be, but it's not what it used to be. Until you can clap for the seedling, you will never see the tree. Until you can appreciate the process, you will never get to the problem. Some of you have a life, you have a business, you have a company, you have a family, you have an identity that is in seedling form. You're not the nut you used to be, but you're not the tree you're gonna be. But until you learn how to appreciate where you are in the process, you won't get the power to evolve to your ultimate destiny. You're so busy starving the sapling trying to get to the tree that you cancel out the potential of being a tree because you don't feed where you are. You're in love with tomorrow, but you're neglecting today. And when God sees you neglecting today, He will not give you tomorrow. Until you are faithful over the few, you cannot be ruler over the many. So you need to take your eye off of the tree and water what you got now. Oh God. Water what you got right now. Because if you give attention to the responsibilities that you have been given, you will be promoted to the next level. Until you are responsible for where you are, stop asking for more responsibility. You don't need more kids if you're neglecting the two you got. I don't know, I just always wanted a family of 10. You can't handle two. Them two little crumb snatchers you got you about crazy. But you just like the idea of a big family. The idea of a thing is different from the reality of a thing. Do not say it again. Your mind is your power, and your power is your mind. The enemy doesn't have to poison you. If he can get you to think the right stuff, you will think yourself to death. Worry is the tactic that he uses not only to rob you of the moment, but to stop you from the creativity to escape the dismal. The only reason you're going down is because of what you say about you. The enemy wants to kill me with my own weapon. God is not saying you won't have challenges. He's saying that you are so focused on what's wrong that you're missing what's right. Some of us are living our lives out of focus. And when you get God's word, it brings you into focus. God said, if you focus on what I told you to do, I'll focus on what you asked me to do. Because when you say, do not worry, you can get a clear word from God. So what started as an acorn went to a sapling, went to an oak tree, and then once it reaches the oak tree, it has to figure out, how do I fit in the forest? Now that I'm standing up, how do I fit in the forest with other people who have gone through the same process and evolved? You can't sit with somebody who's invested 30 years in and be respected as an equal when you got three. So don't try to bombard the conversation, because even though they smile politely and nod, they think you're stupid, because your mouth is telling me that it is talking about something, it is professing something that it is not possessing. There are some things only experience can teach you. And until you pay your dues, don't run with horses when you're tired from walking with men. Am I helping anybody? I want to go a little deeper. Now, I want to talk about how what inspires us and what we're attracted to. We have this aspiration, if it were music, to be a concert pianist, to be masterful, to be amazing, and to be a maestro, as it were. Because we went to the recital and we heard this amazing person do a phenomenal job of playing music, and they mastered the keyboard with eloquence and depth and integrity, and they were so awesome at it that we saw them and we were inspired and we wanted to be like them. Because there is nothing like a great instrument in the hand of a great artist. A great instrument in the hand of a great artist produces great music. It does matter who's playing it. It matters who's swinging the golf clubs. It matters who's running the corporation. And we are attracted to people who are masterful at what they do. At the center stage, we have a piano, a baby grand piano, glistening, shining, and bright, but it cannot play itself. It is an opportunity. If the right person doesn't touch it, it will never reach its potential. The piano has existed so long that it will only give itself fully over to somebody who have invested enough time and effort in it, and they know how to get the most out of the same keyboard. 88 keys on the keyboard, but it's the fingers that pluck it that control what it can produce. So you go out and you buy you a piano, and in your mind you think, I'm gonna work on this, and in a couple of months, I'm gonna do that too. But when you get your piano and you get everything in place and you sit down at it and you get ready to play, you say, I quit. That doesn't sound like what I had in mind. Nobody clapped when I played it. They don't like me. You mean you really expected to get the reaction of the maestro at a recital when your life is in a rehearsal stage? See, you're trying to get a reaction that you haven't earned yet. And if you're not careful, you will do this for a while and say, that doesn't work for me. And now you got the clarinet and you're trying to blow it. And then if you don't get a quick reaction from that, you put that down and say, that's not giving it to me. And now you got a drum and you're beating on the drum and you can't master that. Look at how many things you started and stopped, underestimating how much rehearsal you had to do and not recognizing that Let me come up here. Not recognizing potential versus product. This is what the Bible meant when it said, despise not the day of small beginnings. Because if you are faithful to that, after a while you'll get this. If you stop playing scales, you'll miss the opportunity to discover the sapling, the growth. Play me something else. Just play me. I'm evolving from where I started. See, they're both playing the same instrument, and they're both playing the same thing, but they're playing it on different levels. Touch somebody and tell them you're next. Am I talking to somebody? Are you hearing God talking to you? Are you understanding that Paul says, I have learned whatever state I'm in. Play me something. I've learned whatever state I'm in. Therewith to be content, because if I can survive where I am right now, I know that this is in me. It does not yet appear what we shall be. But if you keep on working on what you are, what you shall be is going to manifest in your life. Tell three people and tell them it's in you, it's in you, it's in you. It's in you, it's in you, it's in you, it's in you. Go ahead and rehearse. Go ahead and play your scales. Go ahead and work on your level. Go ahead and master where you are. And after a while, without you even trying to do it, where you started will turn into where you're going. That's what destiny is pulling you into. If you understand what I'm teaching, give God 30 seconds of a recital praise. From the rehearsal to the recital, once you have mastered it, whether the recital is business, marriage, kingdom building, book writing, script writing, accounting firms, real estate development, wife, husband, family, whatever your recital is, once you have maximized it, you get to sit with the masters. Whether you are at the rehearsal stage, the recital stage, or the orchestration stage, somewhere in your life, you are in one of those three stages. And you will only finish when you focus on what God has given you. Now, if I was in old school church, I would sing, get your time in, payday's coming after a while. Get your time in, payday's coming after a while. Get your time in, payday's coming. Get your time in. get your time in, baby. Get your time in. Get your time in. Get your time in, baby. Get your time in, baby. Get your time in, baby. Coming out. Get your time in, baby. Get your time in, baby. I've been tempted, I've been tried, been to the water, and I've been baptized. Stepped in the water, water it was cold, chilled my body, but get your time in, payday's coming after. Get your time in, payday. Come on, let's work that thing. Let me tell you, he is the way. That's what he means when he says he is the way. I'll make a way out of no way. I'll rip it open for you. I'll pull it back for you. I'll reveal myself in a fresh way because I am God.
No matter what your circumstances may be, God is making a way for you. For any gift, you'll receive a CD of Bishop Jake's message, A Brighter Day.
But the Bible said that if you humble yourself, God will exalt you. If you come down off your high horse, God will raise you up.
For your gift of $75 or more, you will also receive The Walk on USB, a set of 7 promise cards, and the book Planted by Bishop T.D. Jakes.
Guess what? I'm going to finish what I started in your life. Guess what? Your latter day shall be greater than your former day.
Call or go online today and celebrate God's promise of a brighter day. Feel free to reach out to us on social media and share your story of how God is impacting your life. We look forward to seeing you next time on The Potter's Touch.